The text that we will consider today, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, is written in the first chapter of Zephaniah, beginning at verse 7. Be silent in the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice, he has invited his guest. And it shall be in the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with foreign apparel. In the same day I will punish all those who leap over the threshold, who fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. And there shall be on that day, says the Lord, the sound of a mournful cry from the fish gate, a wailing from the second quarter, and a loud crashing from the hills. Wail, you inhabitants of Moktesh, for all the merchant people are cut down, and all those who handle money are cut off. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps and punish the men who are settled in complacency, who say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil. Therefore, their goods shall become booty, and their houses a desolation. They shall build houses, but not inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards, but not drink their wine. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hastens quickly. The noise of the day of the Lord is bitter. There the mighty men shall cry out. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet and alarm against the fortified cities and against the high towers. I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood shall be poured out like dust, and their flesh like refuse. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he will make speedy riddance of all those who dwell in the land. And these are the words. Zephaniah begins his book with a sweeping statement. He says, the Lord declares that he will bring an end to everything. All creation will be utterly destroyed with the final judgment. God's judgment, the judgment day, the end of the world. Now, in the section just read to you, there's one phrase that you'll see that dominates, and that is the day of the Lord. Now, Zephaniah speaks of the day of the Lord in two ways. First, the final judgment, just mentioned. And secondly, God's judgments occurring in the midst of history against certain individuals, rebellious nations. The day of the Lord came for Jerusalem in 586 B.C., when Jerusalem was destroyed by the Babylonians. These individual last days, those occurring in time, were forerunners, warnings announcing the coming of the Lord's final judgment upon all the earth. So Zephaniah saw God's judgment as an ongoing process, with the culmination coming on Judgment Day. Well, our text begins with a prophet, as it were, holding his finger to his lips and saying, be silent, hold your peace in the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. And he continues by describing that day. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hastens quickly. The noise of the day of the Lord is bitter. There the mighty men shall cry out. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet and alarm against the fortified cities and against the high towers. So what does this day of the Lord mean? What's going to happen on that day? Well, the Lord tells us what he will do on his day. Our text continues. The Lord says, I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord. The day of the Lord is the day when judgment falls upon the sinner. And that day is never treated lightly in the Scripture. The writer to the Hebrews cries out, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And he remarks subsequently, for our God is a consuming fire. Zephaniah warned the nation of the Jews that the day of the Lord was near for them. He prophesied during the reign of King Josiah, who effected reforms in Judah, but the Reformation was not lasting. Spiritual deterioration continued until judgment fell upon the nation. Zephaniah's warning was broader and more general. For it was a warning not only to the people of his day, but also a warning for people of all times and places. For the great day of the Lord is always near. The prophet says, be silent at the presence of the Lord, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has invited his guest. And elsewhere the prophets speak of the day of the Lord, the day of judgment, as a sacrifice. The one who will be the victim of the judgment is the sacrifice. The invited guests are those who will wield the sacrificial knife, the executioners of God's, of the Lord's vengeance upon the wicked. So in the immediate context, Israel was the sacrifice, and the Babylonians were the ones that the Lord raised up to execute judgment upon his people. The Lord frequently uses one wicked person or group to exact his vengeance upon some other wicked group or person. For every sinner, there is a day of judgment coming, and it will strike every type of sinner. And the prophet enumerates various types. In the verses preceding our text, he mentions the idolaters, those who openly and defiantly worshiped Baal, and those who sought to combine the worship of idols with the worship of the Lord. When we read and we hear these things in Scripture, let no one imagine that they don't pertain to us. Idolatry is the most common and widespread sin of our age, as it has been of every age. Whatever a person places first in his life, whatever he looks to for help in time of trouble, that which his heart clings to, that is that person's God. All about us in this world are people who pay lip service to the Savior God, but who actually and practically in their lives, they worship the almighty dollar and what it can do for them, the goddess pleasure, the gods of food and drink and security, the gods of comfort and ease. The day of judgment will strike every idolater. In the opening section of our text, Zephaniah threatens to punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with foreign apparel. Well, we can comment, if a person has friends and influence in high places of society, he may be able to escape temporal punishment for his sins. But no one, not the leaders of the nation, nor the leaders of the church, no one can escape the day of judgment of the Lord. That judgment, as Zephaniah continues, says, It would also fall upon all as such as are clothed with foreign apparel. What does this mean? The commentators that I referred to here indicated that this reference is to the people of that day who wore either the Egyptian or the Babylonian styles of clothing, and so identified themselves with the gods of these nations. And we might pause here to think along similar lines of how today so many of us want to imitate the clothing styles, and especially the lifestyles of famous people whose specialty in life is flaunting the standard that the Lord has set in his law for man's behavior. And for such sinner, the day of the Lord is at hand. The text continues. In the same day I will punish all those who leap over the threshold, who fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. The reference here is to all the hoods, the thieves, the murderers, the rapists, and all such who violate the property and bodies and lives of others. And the day of judgment is always near at hand for all such. And Zephaniah describes sinners who say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil. And what does this reveal about the thinking and inner attitude of such sinners? This, that if they believe there is a God, well, they do not believe that he is active in this world. They do not believe that he does either good or evil. And such a sinner, in his security, thinks of God as but a dead idol who sits on his throne as a passive observer of what goes on here on earth, but as one who can't do anything about anything, either good or bad. And it is this attitude of a sinner which makes him both bold to practice his sin and unafraid of divine judgment. He believes there is no God in the heavens who has a day of judgment for him. Well, it's folly to underestimate your enemy in this life, and it's eternally fatal to underestimate the judge of all flesh. For no sinner can possibly escape. Zephaniah goes on. He says, no sinner can escape because the Lord will search each out with his lamp. This is a graphic way of picturing the truth that is completely and humanly impossible for any sinner ever to escape the day when the Lord will meet him for judgment. The Lord had invited the Babylonians to the sacrifice of his people to act as executioners for him. And at the time of the siege of Jerusalem and its fall, the people hid in caves and sewers, amidst the rubble, wherever they could find a hiding place in order to escape from the conquering Babylonians. But the Babylonians searched with torches in every nook and corner, and they ferreted out everyone who tried to escape by hiding. Zephaniah here pictures the Lord as taking his lamp and ferreting out each sinner for judgment. He says, and it shall come to pass at that time I will search Jerusalem with lamps and punish the men, note, who are settled in complacency. That is those sinners who persevere and are confirmed in their moral indifference. These are the people to whom Zephaniah preached. He warned them of the coming day of the Lord. But they just turned a deaf ear and they continued on in their sins. But when the day of the Lord came for them, the Lord, through the Babylonian soldiers, ferreted them out of their hiding places and meted their punishment out to them. When the day of judgment comes, there is no place to escape. Think of running for high land at the time of the flood, but there was no high land high enough to escape. Think of the people running out of their burning houses in Sodom and Gomorrah only to be caught in a shower of burning pitch in the streets. There was no escape for them. And so it always is. When the day of the Lord comes for the sinner, there is no escape. Is there no escape from the day of the Lord? Well, only in one place. It can only be found in the Lord. After picturing the great day of the Lord in all its fury as a day of inescapable judgment and vengeance of the Lord upon sinners, Zephaniah follows with a call to repentance, and then with a most cheering promise of salvation through the Messiah. And thereby he reveals the one way of escape from the Lord's judgment. And in the verses following our text, he gives us earnest exhortation. He says, "Seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld his justice, and seek righteousness and seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger." These words are a call to repentance, a call to turn from one's sin unto the Lord for forgiveness. Seek righteousness in the Lord so that you may walk in righteousness. That's the only way of escape. Noah and his family found escape from the worldwide flood because Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord. And so also Lot escaped because the Lord graciously forced him out of Sodom. So there is escape from the day of the Lord. That escape is found only in the Lord. That's why Scripture continually and untiringly bid us to repent and find refuge in the God of our salvation. Psalmist writes, "Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion and as in the day of trial in the wilderness." That today means this day and every day. When John the Baptist appeared on the scene to make ready the people for the Lord, he cried out, "Repent." And when the Lord Jesus appeared and began his ministry, his message was the same, "Repent." And that message has sounded down through the ages. And it sounds to you again this day, "Repent. Turn from your sins. Turn to the Lord for forgiveness. Seek shelter under the robe of his righteousness. For that is the only place of escape from the day of judgment." The Lord Jesus gave this promise with an oath. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has been passed from death into life." So believing on the Lord as Savior from sin is the one escape from the day of judgment. St. Paul, he re-echoed these words of the Lord when he wrote to the Romans. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus." If you are in Christ Jesus, wearing his robe of righteousness and basking in his continuous forgiveness, then the day of the Lord can never strike you and destroy you. This is protection. And this protection we are offered each Sunday. We confess our sins before our God in this congregation, as we have done this day. Then we hear the absolution or forgiveness pronounced. And in his supper, the Lord gives you an added assurance of his forgiveness. As you come forward and eat and drink the bread and wine, he gives you in a way that passes all understanding his very body and blood that he once gave and shed for your sins. And in doing so, he is giving you an added seal or pledge of his forgiveness, and thereby giving you the one and only escape from the day of the Lord that shall come upon this earth. Remember always, escape from the great day of the Lord can only be found in the Lord. There is no other escape. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.